Hey there, hey listener, it's another amazing week and another awesome episode on RX Nigeria. You know, I've been all hyped up about Ghana, I've talked about my Ghana experience and all. So yeah, this week I'll be talking about my robbery experience. Yes, of course, I was freaking robbed, I'm sure you'll be wanting to know, so yeah. Let's do this. But then before I go on, I just want to say this. Shout out to everyone making progress that no one recognizes, because you never let anyone see your darkest moments. You have been silently winning battles and transforming yourself. Be proud of every step you are making in the right direction. Keep going because you got this. I just wanted to say this because I feel like the hustle out there can be sometimes frustrating. I mean, you'll be like, oh, things are not working out for me. But then just, you know, small steps and then things will get better. Things will definitely get better. So I mean, you know, we're all praying for better days. We're all praying, like, you know, to be all successful and all that. But then nothing good comes easy, so take your time, okay? And yeah, so you know, we'll go on with my robbery experience. So yeah, sit tight and don't forget to also reach out to me on my email, blessinggideons@gmail.com. And there are no questions this week, it's just this for now. So yeah, let's go. So that was in my first year. I was just out of a relationship. I mean, healing through a breakup and all that. You can blame that on me failing in first year, but that's totally fine. Like, I mean, that's in the past now. So I mean, there was this guy, we got talking, you know, giving me all the time I needed, always having a listening ear, you know. So me, I mean, how old was I? I was so young and naive. I was just, you know, I appreciated it. I mean, for someone to give you a listening ear, I mean, it's something. So it was after exams, and then he invited me over to his place and all. And I had just changed my phone, like, because like when I came to Ken yesterday, the first phone I had was a C3, Nokia C3. So like I think December 2013, WhatsApp was no longer active on, I think, on that phone or so. So I had to get a new phone. So I got a Tecno Phantom. Yeah, I got a Tecno Phantom. So, of course, I was, you know, feeling myself, taking pictures, you know, updates, join BBM. So, yeah, he invited me over to his place and, yeah, went to his place, you know, got talking, you know, getting all mushy and things. It was time for me to go. I said, Oga, Biko, order, I don't know, call a cab. Because, like, he said, would I want to sleep over or I would want to go? I was like, I want to go back to my room now. Like, what am I sleeping over for? He said, okay, that he knows a cab guy. So when I'm ready to go, then he would call the cab guy and the cab guy would take me back to my hostel. He was off campus. It was a flat. It was really nice and cozy. So it was time now. It was time for me to go. Told the guy, okay, call your cab guy. Like, I looked at the time and then it was like 10 p.m. I think I got there probably 6 or so. 6, 7 thereabout. Then he refused. He was like, oh, then we're still talking, we're still getting to know each other. I'm like, okay, but I want to go. So I'm like, okay, that's, let's just take a walk and then like leave. It was kind of an estate. Let's leave the estate and then walk out, then I can pick a car along the road and all. So we came out, he locked up, and then we were just walking, you know. And then he had this, I don't know, I think it was a new Nokia phone. I think Nokia, I don't know, I'll probably check. Brand new phone. Me too, brand new phone. Plus, I think he was holding his iPad, I think. Yeah, so, why just walking?
I saw some funny movements, like some two guys. Ha! I said, guy, I'm scared though. Like, see, we'd have just gingerly come, like, oh, I should not worry. That is this path that he usually follows every time. I said, okay, oh, let's be going. So, out of nowhere, these same guys I was suspecting, like, just came out of nowhere. So, one was with a gun and then one was with a machete. Collected his house, he collected his iPad. Me, I took my phone, put it in my pocket, they slapped me. Hey, I said, please carry my phone, carry everything. I don't know, say, do I have any money on me? I said, no, I don't have any money. Search my bag, everything. God, the way I ran that night, like, I had never felt an adrenaline rush like that. So yeah, we ran to the bus stop. I was blaming this guy. I was like, Abi, I said you should call a cab guy. I was like, oh, that he's so sorry. That I should not worry. That tomorrow he'll get me a Nokia touchlight so I can reach out to my family. I'm like, oh, really? Me, I was just like, that was not even what I was thinking about. I was thinking about how I'm going to replace my phone. How would I tell my parents that I was robbed? How will I tell my parents that I went to a man's house and I was in a man's house till 10 p.m. Nah. Hey, God. So, yeah, I was so traumatized. I was like, how do I go back to my house? Like, oh, I should just get a cab. Okay, no, went to a police station. He reported the kids who were robbed along Aido. I say, what? The policeman said, okay, I don't know, figure it out. Me, I was just there shaking, like, I didn't know what to do. I was telling me, oh, I should calm down. I'm like, why would you tell me to calm down? Like, Abi did not see what just happened. Like, that is my phone. He's able to search my bag. The slap I had received. I was like, okay. Oh, Allah. So when we finished from the, he said he should write a statement, describe the boys, describe this, that. I said, okay, no problem. Then I went back to his place. I slept at his place. He was forming trying to console me. Finally, I slept up in the morning. Like, I didn't even ask him to call it. He just asked me, are you ready to go? No, I woke up and then I was like, I'm ready to go. It's not even me that told him to call a cab, because me, I'm not even in the mood to even start bringing up the incident from the previous day. So that was it. I later went to retrieve my SIM at MTN office. My parents were so worried too. Like, they were calling. Okay, initially, like, I gave them a friend's number, so that was what they tried calling my friend, because they couldn't reach me and all. So ask me how I got the money to replace my phone. I had to use my pocket money to replace my phone, because I don't know how to explain to my parents that the money they sent to me, no, I got money from a friend. I was like, please, don't worry, next semester I'm going to pay you back, because I don't know. I'm going to explain to my parents that I was robbed, I don't have a phone. I also had to call my friend. I was like, oh, that's been network, it's been this. So yeah, robberies do happen in Ghana, because of course security sometimes gets fucked up and shit and all. So yeah, have you been robbed before? Share your experience. Yeah.